Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. And today we're going to talk about a new movie that's coming up called God's Not Dead 2. Undoubtedly, you saw or heard of God's Not Dead 1. This has actually become a movement, and the new movie is coming out very soon, and I have the man who knows all the behind-the-scenes stories, Troy Duhon. I had another podcast with him. If you missed that, you'll want to listen to that. And we're going to talk today about God's Not Dead 2 after this word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Samaritan Ministries. Are you unhappy with your current health insurance choices? If so, I recommend that you check out Samaritan Ministries. You can find them at mysamaritanstory.org. You might have seen Samaritan's ad in one of the latest issues of Charisma Magazine. I encourage you to look at each issue and you'll find a Samaritan story that you might really find interesting. This month's ad features Brett and Christina. They're members of the Samaritan, and they discuss their transition from insurance and the excitement they've had since joining fellow believers in Samaritan Ministries. Many Christians have turned to Samaritan since the passage of the Affordable Care Act to protect their families' religious liberties. Samaritan Ministries, mysamaritanstory.org. Now let's return to the podcast.
Welcome back. And Troy, thank you for sharing with us about God's Not Dead 1. It's a fascinating story, and I'll just put in a little plug for that podcast, which you can download, of course. And God's Not Dead 2 is really a sequel, and I will just, full disclosure, I had the privilege, thanks to you, of being on the set and watching. I'd never before been on a movie set. And it was just interesting to see how it all came together. Why don't you talk to us about the premise of the sequel, and then we'll talk about some of the behind-the-scenes things that people will be interested in.
Well, you know, in God's Not Dead 1, we went into the university because that's usually where our kids are being attacked the most. And we wanted to prove that there is a God. God's Not Dead 2, which is now laid in the foundation of a high school. We dropped it down a notch because now in American public institutions, our kids are being taught about Muhammad, Buddha. But the minute a teacher talks about Jesus Christ, it's like taboo. So this particular setting, Melissa Joan Hart is a school teacher who references Jesus Christ. She's then fired by the school. She files litigation against the school, and the ACLU steps in. Needless to say, the ACLU is not going to like this film, I can promise you. It's an intense film because it truly dictates what's happening in American public schools today, that the freedom of religion or the freedom of speech or even the mentioning of Jesus Christ as a man. Forget about it as a Christian, I believe he's the Messiah. But the whole timeline of the planet is based on this man's life, but teachers are prohibited to talk about it.
To even mention his name.
Mention his name, that's right.
So, you know, when I flew there, it was shot in Arkansas, which I thought was kind of interesting. I haven't been to Arkansas too many times. It's a beautiful state, a very nice school. I can remember driving up and the filming was already going on, and it was in an actual classroom.
Yep.
And they were doing the classroom scene that you just referred to, in which she's talking about Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and how they believed in nonviolence, and both of them lost their lives as a result of their beliefs. And so a student very innocently asks, isn't that like Jesus? And Melissa Joan Hart says, yes.
You know, exactly.
He said to turn the other cheek. I couldn't see anything wrong with what she said, but one of the students in the movie text this to somebody.
To their parents.
Yeah. And somebody's highly offended that they mentioned the name of Jesus. And what surprised me was the reaction of the principal, the school board members, and all. They seemed, all of them seemed 100% against this teacher. I guess that happens in a lot of instances.
It does. Unfortunately, you and at the end of this film, you'll see more cases like we did in God's Not Dead 1 where we show teachers that have been terminated. I mean, there's been stories after stories after stories where just a public educator has been either terminated, fired, or even put on probation because of something to do with religion or something to do with Jesus Christ. And it's just not right.
So Melissa Joan Hart, who I got to meet, who's a very famous actress, she did a great job.
She sure did.
And I knew that there was a courtroom scene coming, but I wasn't there for it. It was hard for me to kind of imagine it. So it was interesting to see the movie, which I have seen. It's excellent. I encourage everybody to go. That was shot where? They're in the Capitol?
Little Rock, Yep, State Capitol, which was amazing because it's amazing how nice of a building it was. That's one of the reasons why we picked Little Rock. And then, of course, Jesse Metcalf represented her as her lawyer, the guy from Desperate Housewives, and he did a great job. His courtroom scene was phenomenal.
And so they presented all the evidence for and against, and ultimately she won.
She won.
And there's a real interesting kind of twist in the plot that I won't tell you that kind of caused all this to happen. And in my opinion, it was very, very believable. And the drama was great. You had a couple of stars like Pat Boone in it.
Yeah, Pat Boone was in it.
So what's it like, though, to put together something like that? And how involved are you? I know that you're kind of behind it financially.
Yeah, executive producers have somewhat of a say-so because they kind of control the budget, and you got to remember it's still a business. But the cool thing about this, and we'll talk about Melissa Joan Hart. Here's a lady who was, you know, Sabrina the witch, and she did phenomenal. People loved her. She's the face of Walmart. And she wanted the world. She wanted her fans to know that she was a Christian. So normally her fee could have been this much, and she said, no, I want to do it for this because I want to come out of the closet, so to speak, and let my fans know that I am a Christian. And that was amazing. I mean, everybody knows Pat Boone's a Christian, you know. So to get her to do that was just incredible. And then you had a lot of other actors, whereas on number one, we had to beg people to take roles because people are like, whoa, I don't know if I want to be in a Christian film. But now that we are a brand and people love what we stand for, they're knocking on our door, and that's amazing. And you'll see on God's Not Dead 3 the same type of quality as you see on number 2, which is much better than number 1.
Yeah, in my opinion, you did ratchet it up. And it was a sequel in the sense that you had some of the same characters show up. They were in sort of minor subplots that were kind of weaved through all this. I wondered how in the world is this going to be a sequel since it was a high school instead of a university. So my hat's off to the writers and directors and producers. They did a great job. And you need to plan to go see it. Once it's out, you'll be able to stream it and eventually buy DVDs and so forth. And we need to just get the word out. It's not only entertaining, but it sends a message. And it sends a message that people are wanting to hear.
You know, we're living in a society, Steve, where they want to take God out of schools. They want to take God off the dollar bill. And they want to take God out of government. As a parent and a Christian parent, why is it that a teacher can do these things, but the minute they cross over and talk about Jesus, it's such a bad thing? And I think that the people that are listening need to understand, we've got to fight for our right for religion and First Amendment. We can't just let people continue to tell us because we're a Christian that we can't say or do these things or talk about this person. So it's a right that we have, and that's why going and seeing the film will educate you. And like I said, the ACLU is not going to like us because we're challenging them, and we need the public to back us and fight for that right.
Well, that's very important and very interesting, and I appreciate you sharing about God's Not Dead 2. And I would like to invite you back for another podcast, and we can talk some more about your life and ministry. So thank you to Troy Duhon for being with us today on the Charisma Podcast Network, The Strang Report.
This podcast is brought to you by Samaritan Ministries. And if you're unhappy with your current health insurance choices, I really encourage you to take a look at this website, mysamaritanstory.org. Thank you for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.